Consultation for Nancy, Cisco, S-I-S-C-O, March 30, 45. Address as a letter, Dr. Sarve Pali, 427-8220, Masonic Home. Dear Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, a consultation for Mrs. Cisco for abnormal kidney function. I gathered information from her and reviewing records as she has underlying vascular dementia, stroke, recently the hospital, September, because of gastrointestinal bleeding, positive hemocontinent stools, low hemoglobin around 5, requiring blood transfusion, no EGD or colonoscopy was done. She's not a very good historian, says to be able to eat, she denies dysphagia, vomiting, nobody has documented gross blood or melena in the stools, denies abdominal pain, no infection in the urine, question incontinence, presently no chest pain palpitations, stable dyspnea, very restricted physical activity from prior stroke and weakness, no recent falling episode, minor edema. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, stroke, seizures, dementia, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. I'm not aware of kidney stones, pneumonia, or liver disease. Next paragraph, surgeries, appendix, hysterectomy, not clear if tubes of ovaries removed. Some scope surgery on the right shoulder, tonsils, knee replacement, some kind of knee kidney surgery, but she cannot tell me the details. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, reported allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, has a diagnosis of atrial fibrillation, now off Coumadin and aspirin because of the recent bleeding. There is also question of COPD, but no smoking, chronic back pain, esophageal reflux, depression, prior anxiety, vitamin D deficiency, sleep apnea, glaucoma, next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the diazide, potassium replacement, as the only blood pressure medications. Next paragraph, she is wheelchair bounded, weight 196, blood pressure 150/72 on the left, 168/82 on the right, no rallgoises, appears clear, no arrhythmia, appears regular, no gross palpable masses, thyroid, carotid bruise or JBD, obesity of the abdomen, no tender nerve masses, 3 plus edema bilateral, weakness predominance on the right side comparing to the left. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Are actually from today, creatinine at 1.1, recently in the hospital at 1.3, and baseline between 1.2 and 1.3. Potassium in the low side, probably from diuretics, and normal sodium, elevated bicarbonate diuretics, normal albumin but low protein, glucose in the 150s, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated. The most recent cell count in the hospital after transfusion, hemoglobin 9.5, a low normal white blood cell, a normal platelet count, low lymphocytes. A recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Left side, the kidney stones without obstruction. No other major abnormalities. There is no recent echocardiogram, but in 2016, normal ejection fraction. At that time, dilated left atrium. Calcification mitral valve, moderate pulmonary hypertension, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, some minor valve abnormalities. The most recent EKG September, patient on sinus rhythm. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3, recent acute changes at the time of gastrointestinal bleeding, although no hemodynamically instability or acute abdomen. Blood transfusion was accomplished, no EGD colonoscopy was done. Stop the Coumadine and aspirin, presently on sinus rhythm. Monitor chemistries over time. Risk factors of diabetes, hypertension, no documented urinary retention. Most recent pro-BNP not elevated, so she appears to be in the dry side. I couldn't find any recent urine analysis to document blood protein or cells. I did not change any medications. She's going to require further potassium replacement. Blood pressure in the office was high, predominant systolic, but she was very anxious, wanted to go back to Masonic home. She has vascular dementia. Continue to monitor over time. End of dictation.